Evening, everybody. Good showing so far. Got a lot going on tonight. Busy night tonight. And welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter. Tonight's topic is Roe v. Wade, BLM 2022. Brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Darkwater Game Over, and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. So if you feel led to plant a financial seed in our wonderful media ministry, please visit donate.eamediaonline or visit store.eamediaonline. Please help keep the truth online. We'll open it with a short prayer. As always, Heavenly Father, we pray tonight. We pray for our nation, having seen the state of the economy, the state of the war going on in Ukraine, the state of energy and finance. Heavenly Father, we pray that you can bring glorious recovery to this wonderful nation of ours and help heal the evil that's come over this country. Heavenly Father, we know you can do this. We will help, we will pray, and we will believe. In your name, we pray these things. Amen. Hi, Anna, Marilyn, Eric. Who else is in there? We've got a bunch of people in there. Good evening, everybody. Donors for the month of April, Andy, Lisa, Dusty, and Dave. Current Truth Premium. You, too, can be a Truth Premium subscriber. Alinda, David, Bruce, Dean, Charlotte, and Diana. And patrons, Alicia and Dan. Good evening, everyone. So we're going to open up while we're building up. I was going to do it while we're building up, but I had a couple things that I wanted to bring up while we're kind of building up an audience here. So the people that are most interested are probably here right now, though. I'm sure Eric will get a kick out of this, too, and my daughter will. But last week, we were talking about some of the crazy stuff that I do. I do stuff because it's crazy. I do stuff because I like it. I do the crazy stuff that nobody else is crazy enough to do. Why do I do it? Because I can. Why do people skydive? Why do people go skiing down a dangerous slope? Why do people climb Mount Everest? So I play with dangerous stuff. I do dangerous things. I was a firefighter, volunteer firefighter for 40 years, went into the danger, fell through roofs a couple times, got stuck on the top of a roof, had to climb down on a rope that I had around my waist. Used to make explosives when I was in high school. Dangerous stuff, really dangerous. The most dangerous things I've done, though, is go to some of the rallies and walks and events that they had during the Trump administration, the Patriot events. You know, one time I'm walking down the city of Philadelphia with a group of about 200 Patriots having bottles and rocks thrown at us and Molotov cocktails, being punched, all for what I believe in. Dangerous things. Mess with chemicals. You name it. I'm not afraid of anything, but I learn. I mean, I follow safety protocol, and I learn. I was an engineer. I used to play with big machines, electronic machines. Almost blew up a chemical plant once because the programming went south. But the biggest scare I had was tonight. Well, I almost wasn't on this podcast tonight or any other night. Because last week, I was talking about the X-ray machine I wanted to build. And I had all the parts necessary except the power supply to run it. And it came today. You know how curiosity killed the cat? Well, got to jump in with both feet. I figured there's a test button that's going to make this son of a gun work. So I plugged this in before the podcast tonight. And I said, wow, this is going to be really cool. Had the wire sitting on the floor separated far enough away to not be dangerous, hopefully. Pushed that test button. And heaven oh Lord, man. I saw Jesus. I met Jesus tonight. I met the four horsemen. Out of this machine, like the finger of God, came this arc that sparked halfway across the room, let out a loud bang like a bolt of thunder. All the things I've been through in my life, and my daughter can attest to that. And this is the first thing that scared me in 65 years. Anyway. You'll get a kick out. I thought you'd get a kick out of that. So, let's see. Yeah, well, you know, we're investigating. Okay. Who gave that? Eric. We're going to get that in a minute, Eric. Okay, one more thing I want to bring up, because I was asked to bring up a few things about our Senate race in Pennsylvania. A Senate race in Pennsylvania is really important. And this is going to lead into our what's going on now with Roe, because it's all interconnected. And why the title of this podcast is BLM 2020. So in Pennsylvania, we've got two money candidates and a handful of non-money candidates. The non-money candidates are smart. They're patriots. They're America first. Some really good candidates. They're not rich. The two rich ones, whenever you got rich people, the party says the rich people are going to win. One of the two rich people, they even call it a two-person race. There's two rich people. One of them is a rich, fake doctor, Dr. Oz, far-left liberal rhino Republican, alleged Republican. The other is a far-right-wing nutcase managing one of the most evil hedge funds, two of the most evil hedge funds in the world. But everybody says, you got to pick one of the two. You got to pick the lesser of two evils. No, you don't. Can win. No, they don't. What do we need to do? We need to pick people that can support us. We need to put people in, even though they're rich or poor, doesn't matter. I keep telling people, well, if you can win the primary or win your caucus, depending on what you have, the money will come in and you'll be able to win. And I hope they see that. That's all I'm going to say about the races. I'm tired of these races. And, I'm just sick of it at this point. And yeah, they're everybody's leaning towards Kathy Barnett. Eric's saying that's correct. Kathy Barnett, she's got her own issues, but at least she knows she's a true patriot. And that's what we've got to do, because this Dr. Oz and a lot of people, sadly, a lot of people are going against Trump. They're going to boo him in Pittsburgh when he comes to Pennsylvania. A lot of people, because he endorsed this idiot. And we talked enough about that last week, so I'm not going to bring that up anymore. We got a lot to talk about tonight about this Roe v. Wade and what's going on with this. And I want to say I'm a bit devastated over it. I'm not sure how it's going to affect us. Now, I've heard positive and negative things. I've heard that it's not going to really affect the elections in the fall, only because there's so much bad stuff that's been done by the Democrats, so much evil, that this one thing won't overcome it. The problem is that anyone who wants this Roe v. Wade, who doesn't want to see it overturned, is going to go against anyone that supports, pro-life. It's pro-life, and all of these, you can't not say you're pro-life if you're a conservative, if you're a good Republican. You can't say you're not pro-life, obviously. So, what's the story with Roe v. Wade to begin with? Well, first of all, Roe didn't have her baby. She had her baby. She didn't have an abortion. And yet the whole case was based on this. This whole, judicial case in the Supreme Court was based on a woman who didn't have an abortion anyway. How stupid is that? And the reason they want to overturn it, there's one main reason. The main reason is that it should never have been enacted in the first place, not because it's good or because it's evil, but because it was based on a privacy, constitutional privacy, the 14th Amendment. What the hell's constitutional privacy got to do with a baby or birth? Absolutely zero, folks. They put this piece, this amendment, they put this whole, not amendment, this whole case law in, based on an invalid theory, and like Eric said, it was on record that she regretted her participation in the case. She understood what was going on, but how could they have put it through in the first place, knowing that the law had nothing to do with the situation? They just made this stuff up. They pulled it out of their ass. It's crazy. It's absolutely insane. And, we're going to get into some of the debates I've had. And as a political person who's, involved in politics, I'm going to tell you what happens when you try to run as a conservative or as America First patriot, and you agree that Roe v. Wade should be overturned. And even if you give the logical reason why, not, I just stay away from whether it's right or wrong. I believe it's wrong to have an abortion. I believe it's that, but you know, that's my personal opinion. But I believe that this whole Roe v. Wade is wrong. I also believe that issues of morality in general should not be part of the Constitution, other than those that were originally intended by the founders. There are a lot of things that could be changed that would make things better. One of the things I believe in, and I've debated this with a number of political leaders, and they kind of laugh at me, but I think that equal rights should be a true equal rights amendment, not just for women, but a true equal rights amendment for all people should be part of the Constitution. Because if you had a true equal rights, now hear me out on this. You're going to say, oh, that's going to give gay rights. That's going to give this. Yeah, it will. But everyone should have rights. Everyone should have these rights. But what it also will give you is it will give you the ability to determine and define life. And then every life should have those same rights, which means we could have a pro-life, something to go on for pro-life. But the founders didn't want that, because the founders said they wanted their black slaves. They thought that women were inconsequential beings that just generated babies. And, you know, they didn't want to even get into those debates. So there are some issues that aren't great about our Constitution. But unfortunately, it's what we've got to deal with right now. We really don't want to get into a constitutional convention, because then the Democrats definitely are going to come in there and do something. And yeah, the state rights, exactly. Eric makes the note of the state rights. That's true. The states should have those rights. It's not a federal authority. The issues of morality are not federally mandated. They should be mandated by the states. We're going to get into this in about 1 minute, maybe less than 1 minute, but we have a short fuse going on here, and I want to be sure I get my little commercial advertisement for our wonderful my pillow contest we have. So everybody knows Mike Lindell, the wonderful Mike Lindell, and he's now one of our sponsors, and we have a contest going away. If you want to win one of his pillows, you can win today. Brought to you by Eternal Affairs Media. It's an excellent opportunity to win a free My Pillow. There's two winners randomly selected by May 29th. Remember, I've only got a couple of dozen people that hear this podcast, and you got a great chance to win a pillow. All you've got to do is subscribe to our Telegram channel, which is EA Media Online, and make a comment on the last post. With the comment should just be eternal. That will put you in the contest. You can't be an associate with EA Truth Media, or you can't have been a previous recipient of any of our giveaways. You can only enter this giveaway once. Should you win, somebody will reach out to you to obtain your information after your entry. If we can't reach you, then you forfeit your entry on that. So you can get a free My Pillow, and you have a really good chance. And they're really wonderful pillows, folks. I love these things. They're phenomenal. Anna, you'd love it. You have to sign up. Go to a Telegram. And Eric, you're always on the podcast. It's free. There's no commitment. There's no advertising, no nothing. Just you put in on the Telegram channel on the last post, the latest post, just the word eternal. And we'll find you. There you go. All right. So, yeah, Citizens United Federal Elections Commission. I'm just looking at some of these things. Yeah, you probably like this, Anna. These pillows are really cool. Anyway, free chance. And if you don't like it, you can always give it to someone else if you win it. All right, enough said about that, but it is a great, great giveaway. It's a wonderful chance to get one of these pillows, and there's no catch to it. All right, so let's get on Roe v. Wade. Now, here's the whole deal. So what's the whole story with abortion to begin with? Now, I've talked to some women, quite a few in my travels as a politician running for Congress and running for the U.S. Senate a few years back. And I talked to them about abortion. I was like, they're like, oh, well, the very first thing you have is my body, my choice. My body, my choice. And yet those same people wanted us to get stuck in the arm last year. They still want us to get stuck in the arm. And they wanted us to be mandated to be stuck in the arm. What happened to my body, my choice? Now, there's a debate on that, because in that case, you know, if you have a baby in a belly and you have a woman and she aborts the baby, it's not hurting anybody but that baby. If you know, their theory is that if you don't get that shot in your arm, you're going to infect a lot of people and it's going to hurt. So it's a little bit different. I understand it. I get it. But when they come up to me and they say, my body, my choice, I look at them. I'm, ma'am, you're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. It's your body. It's your choice. Drink that bottle of vodka and then walk off that cliff into that hole, into that quarry. I don't care. Go get in your car and drive into a wall. I don't care. You can do what you want. But that thing growing in your belly, that ain't your body, lady. Then they're like, oh, it's just a lump of flesh. You know, religiously, we know, you know, we have to look at these things. Now, as a, you know, a minister, I look at these things from a religious aspect. As an American citizen, as a political person, we have to look at this from the Constitution, from what the founders wanted. The founders wanted to get away primarily from the Catholic Church. They didn't want to be ruled by the Catholic Church. They didn't realize that atheists would come to exist. They didn't realize that there's other, lots of other sects out there, that the Muslims were going to come and take over. But, you know, you have to look at other people's beliefs, other people's religions, other people's philosophies as well. That's true. But scientifically, that's a body in there. That's a growing human being. You know, and they have these heartbeat rules. I don't even like the heartbeat rules because the heartbeat says, oh, heart's beating, now it's a baby. Now, you know what? Religiously, God's gift, you know, they said, well, let's back up a minute. The reason that the Jews say that you can abort a baby even after it comes out of the belly if it hasn't started breathing yet, the reason they say that is that they believe that the breath of, until the baby gets the actual breath of God, their definition of breath is the air, the breath of the air. Now, the Hebrew is an odd language, unfortunately. Some words mean the same thing, but they're different. Now, my interpretation, reading the original Hebrew scriptures from some of the oldest texts, is that the breath of life is the creation. The same thing when God took the rib from Adam and created Eve. That was the breath of life. It wasn't when she started breathing. It's when that creation occurred. And that sets to me the definition that breath of life is at conception. And that's the scientific definition of when life begins, is at conception. Regardless, when these women want to have abortions, when this baby's sucking its thumb, it's breathing, its heart's beating, it's smiling, it's enjoying itself, it actually gets likes, it builds up taste for food and all kinds of things. It's been proven in the belly by running studies that there's feelings in these unborn babies. They're not fetuses, they're babies. Right, exactly. And again, Kirk's saying that the word for, you know, Yahweh is the breathing in and out. But by the same token, it was also used to interpret creations and life itself, just life in general. There's a lot of sub meanings of it. There's a lot of different nuances to the Hebrew language, and when you see that the creation of Eve and the creation was before she was breathing, you know, that's, you know, that was the creation of life. So you have a creation and you have that breath of life. Now the question is what constitutes, you can actually say, you know, a lot of the pro-choice people are saying that until the baby is sentient or conscious, there's no reason not to kill it. I mean, that's their whole concept. They don't know what's going on, whether they feel it or not, doesn't matter. They don't know it. There's no law that says that. There's no proof of, you know, what you know this creation is. But when you have to look at this as a Christian, we also have to look at it from a scientific aspect, right? And that scientific, you know, only God can create life is what Eric says, and that's absolutely right. God creates that life, but the minute that life is created, is it not precious? Is that not the gift from God? So, you know, and that's where I look at and why I brought up the candidates at the beginning. And I take this Dr. Oz in particular, because, you know, Dr. Oz alleges to, and I'm using him as an example because he's Pennsylvania, but you can look at whatever state you're in, because I know we go worldwide, wherever you are and whoever you're electing, Dr. Oz is not only a Muslim, but he is a citizen of Turkey and refuses to give up his citizenship if he becomes a member of Congress. Yet the Muslim religion says you can kill a baby up to 40 weeks, 5, 10, 15, 20. I'm adding them up. Up to 4 months, I think it is. 40 days, that's what it is. 40 days. All right, I got it now. Brain's not working tonight. It must have been that electric shock earlier. 40 days. The Muslim said you can kill a baby up to 40 days. And yet, Trump is endorsing essentially a pro-choice Muslim. And people are going, oh, he's got the money. He's the lesser of two evils. You know, he probably is the lesser of two evils, but the choice is, if you've got two bad choices, pick neither. Now, and the big question now is, what's going to happen in the Supreme Court? And what's this whole decision going to do to the elections? So the reason I'm saying this is, look at what we've got. Look at what we've got. Look at as the years have gone by, the last few years. The first thing we had was, you know, Trump, you know, and the endless impeachment. That was the first. Then they said, oh, we got to get rid of this guy. Let's have a pandemic, which killed the 2020 elections. Then it's like, oh, this pandemic's going to go on forever, but it's not working. Let's create and send Black Lives Matter out to burn the country down. And now suddenly someone leaks out that they're going to shut down. The Supreme Court's going to shut down Roe v. Wade. And within 24 hours, folks, within 24 hours, there's a mass movement. There's hundreds of people in front of the Supreme Court building with custom-made signage that represent that particular event. Folks, you don't get that made up in 24 hours. You don't get a crowd rallied in front of the Supreme Court in 24 hours, unless you've got hundreds of millions of dollars behind you and it's planned in advance. Think about that. This was intentional. It was as intentional as anything else that's been done in the last 3 years to us. The intent is to destroy the Republican Party, to destroy the conservatives in the midterm elections this year. And I'm sure they've got something planned for 2024, which will be even more evil. Now, you know who I've got a sneaky suspicion is behind it all? Anybody? Barack and Michelle Obama. I guarantee it. The people who are running this country. Because it sure as hell isn't the idiot that's in charge in the White House or his crazy sidekick. And you're absolutely right. Newly confirmed, the court justice, the new confirmed court justice, absolutely, Eric. Affirmative action nominee. Joanne asked about Hillary Clinton. I don't think Hillary Clinton's involved in this. I honestly don't. I have a dirty feeling she's going to make a run for president, though, in 2024. And they're going to make whoever runs against her, some evil thing is going to come out about it. They're going to run them under the bus somehow. Or it'll be another pandemic or who knows. They're not messing around. You know, when you've got all the money in the world to play with, you can do a lot. You can make up just about anything you want. And now with what they call these deep fakes, they're going to be using these a lot, folks. You know what a deep fake is? Deep fake is a fake story, fake image, fake event that was created might be created out of an old context. It might be something that was created randomly. Computers are really good at this stuff. It's amazing. And until you realize they're fake, they've completely changed. They've completely changed it. Gaslighting. Well, exactly right. Eric says gaslighting. Exactly what it is. It's high-tech gaslighting is what it is. They've already proven it. I mean, I'm amazed. Even watching, you know, sometimes you got to look at mainstream media. I'll sit and, you know, play on my phone and catch up on my emails while my wife watches mainstream media. And, you know, I'll actually look at this and say, wow, this is pretty cool. Look at this. Here's an image you can find on the internet from 4 years ago, and they're saying it just happened yesterday, and they've got a plane flying over. They've got destruction that wasn't there, all put in by computer, and you would not know that it didn't happen yesterday. And they can make them from scratch too. These are the ones they caught that were done with the least amount of effort. I mean, if you start from images that aren't on the internet, new images that have never been published, you would never know the difference, folks. And this is the wave of the future. Fake news, literally fake news. And they're not, you can't blame us. You can't blame the conservatives. You can't blame Donald Trump. You can't blame the Russians. This is the Democrats and the liberals and the deep state rhino Republicans that are doing this. We have to worry more about these deep fake than integrity, because it's gonna come down that they know we're going to be watching the elections. And even though they can probably still cheat, they're going to be very cautious. But if they've tainted our brains, I mean, right now, they've destroyed every Republican. They've destroyed every Republican just by bringing out this stupid Supreme Court. They should never have done that. I mean, Roe versus, leave the hell alone. We got to win the elections. When you've got Republicans solidly in the Congress, solidly in the Senate and the House, that's when you bring up Roe v. Wade. That's when you cut them down and destroy it. You don't do it when we're losing, folks. Trump was right. We lost Trump. He lost his glory. It was our last chance. He said it himself. It's up to us now, folks. It's up to us to go out and find people. We need to cut these people down that are trying to get in. We need to cut down and make sure that the truth is known. Yeah, I told people, and I'm going to run out of about 2 minutes left here, but There's an idiot running for lieutenant governor. Seemed like a nice guy. That's in Pennsylvania. And I met him once. I tried to debate him and was pushed down, yelled at. I mean, he was rude to me. By the first meeting, I said, this guy's a creep. This guy should not be running for any office. Turns out, he's a wife beater. He's a cheater. He had gone through four wives. He's in court this Friday over all of this. And everybody loved him. Oh, we need this guy. We need this guy because he can stand up against these evil people. Well, he could, but if he wasn't evil himself, he could. You can't be a jerk about it. You got to be smart. You know, politics is important. You need to be political. That's why they call it politics. You know? That's a good point. We'll have another topic on that. Eric brings up the Fairness Doctrine. Fairness Doctrine, 35 years since the repeal of the Fairness Doctrine. And that's, you know, that's just really, really bad because of propaganda and everything. Because you don't have to tell the truth anymore. And you won't get caught. But anyway. Hey, I appreciate you all coming out tonight. We need to stand together, folks. Looks like we had just enough time for the podcast tonight until my throat decided to close up from the, I guess, allergies. But we're going to be back here again next Thursday. Bring your questions, bring your answers, bring yourselves, bring your friends. We're going to come together as a team. We're going to fight this. We're going to win this battle. We're going to win this battle in 2024, and we're going to win this battle this fall if we put our heads and our minds and our money behind it. Support these candidates. Go out, and if you don't have money, go on social media. Go on, tell your friends. Tell them not to vote for the millionaires. Millionaires aren't doing us any good. we need the average citizen, but they've got to be a good person who can speak politically correct yet incorrect. I know that sounds weird, but that's how you've got it. You've got to be a politician, but you got to preach the news the right way. So hope there are people out there that can do that. Thank you, Marilyn. And thanks for all the great comments, Eric, as well. So we're going to close on that note tonight. God bless you all, folks. Thanks so much. Yeah, without you, we don't have a podcast. Please come back again next Thursday, same time, 10 p.m. Eastern, to Politically Incorrect, hosted by Eternal Affairs Media. Good night, everyone. You have a great week ahead. Good night, everybody, and God bless.